Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
From Atlanta, yeah, so Cleveland, been winning all the games in my division. Tell your missus not to miss her, she tripping. No Christmas for me, I'm already gifted. No disrespect to the spirit, intoxicated while I'm steering on the rear end. Shout out to my dog Venom, no spider. Think I'm about to smoke one, no lighter. Climb up as far as you can, but you can't catch it. Leave your red like the bright lights on exits. Almighty gang, 12 letters, my take for yours, wonder who sells better. Young college kid, but I never got a letter. One man's trash is another man's treasure. Bless up, then boss up, but if you walk up, I got something that'll haunt ya. Yeah, all I ever hear is Bag Legend. When you gon' stop doing this? When you gon' start doing that? When you gon' come see me? When you gon' come see her? Look, y'all need to understand something. Everything I do is rare. Everything I touch is rare. Why you don't come around, Becker?
Because I'm rare.
Frivolous, later than your girl's period. But on the track now, so it's good. I'm rarer than a diamond, cause you know them diamonds aren't rare. Marketing invention, yet you see it and you all stare. But me, I'm more like a Tanzanite. Still thick, cut two C's, wash your pants twice. For them double D's, girl, please. I'm from MI, but check out my CT. I put the weight of the world on the beat. Still bringing the pain, y'all know my name. Ravios entertains, and anything that I really want, I will obtain. You a baker boy, so we cooking up some flame. Dang, I'm worth more than a milli, so I rock. My words will take you to another world like the chalk. Cause Rudy's got the chalk. With a dip, do I walk? It must be cause I got it in my sock. Nah, I'm playing.
Hello, everybody. It's your boy, Earth Mac, the Mad Scientist, on this Hump Day Wednesday, where we forever and consistently choose violence. Along with my co-host, and her name is
Detroit Blue. And yes, I got up this morning, just like you. I've chosen violence.
You chosen violence. Well, yeah, I mean, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you choose violence? It's no fun otherwise. And I have you know, ma'am, yesterday I did go get some tacos. How about that?
Did you?
Yes, I have gotten me some fried shrimp taco. I got me some, I think it was surf and turf, some chicken teriyaki, buffalo chicken. I had five tacos total.
That sounds like that's a lot of different tacos.
It was, and I enjoyed every single bit of it. And I did go by Le Public. For the commoners out there, it's Publix. And I only went in there for what I wanted to get, and that is, I got three boxes of cereal because it was buy one get one, some milk, and a pack of pens, and that's it. Did go in there for anything else?
You went to Le Public for a pack of pens?
Well, I didn't want to make two stops, really, because I was like, eh, let me go get these pens now, because I need those pens, because I got to sign some documents and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? So
I just feel like Le Public pens would be more expensive than, like, a Target or a CVS.
It wasn't as expensive as I thought. It was like a two-pack pen, you know, like, maybe $2, if that. Yeah, it wasn't like $6 or $7. It wasn't that. You know what I'm saying?
But that's expensive. You got the bougie pants from Le Public. I got you.
So what? So what? Detroit. So
see,
what?
Where is B seats when I need them to tell you how much stuff he could have got from Aldi for that $7?
You might as well call B seats our producer, man. You know, he's like, he'll show up momentarily.
That's the bad part, is he clearly can't be the producer showing up after us.
Right. Like, where's our sound check, fam? What are we going to do?
He's like, nope, I'm not here for any of it.
Nah, I'll get there when I get there. All the facts.
So I need him here. I'm going to bring it up when he gets here. I'm telling him.
You gonna tell him?
I'm telling him. Like, BC, you won't believe what got purchased at Le Public.
Yes, I purchased pens for Le Public. I did not want to make two stops, man. Is that a crime? Is that a crime? Look, okay, it says, let me say, I don't want to make three stops because the first stop I made was going to get tacos on that glorious 420, right? And then I'm like, know what? A good friend of mine said, yes, there's a sale at Publix for buy one, get one free as far as boxes of cereal. Mind you, I got the jug of milk because I did not want to go to Kroger's for that third stop, you know, because usually at Kroger's, a gallon of milk is like a dollar and some change.
Right.
Maybe like $1.97 or something like that. So I like, you know what? I'll spend the extra $2. I'll spend $3.50 on it. Whatever. So I'm like, while I'm here, let me get these pens because it's not often that I go get pens. So there you go. I got my pens. It's more of a, you know how, okay, that's why they call it the convenience store, because you don't want to go anywhere else and stuff is like a little overpriced, but you really don't want to go anywhere else. So just like bump it. I'm going to just pay for it.
You overpaid for the pants. It's fine. It's fine. You really trying to defend yourself.
So what? So what? Detroit. Get off. You sure did. You wake up and chose violence. I don't get it, man. I don't get
you
it.
You're the one that said it. You the one that clearly said that just like you, I get up and choose violence.
Yes. Yes. We always choose violence here because this is a violent episode. This is a violent episode of the Orange Phoenix Morning Show. Mainly because we have a lot of violent stuff. You know, we got fist fighting, we got bloodletting, it's shooting, man. It's crazy. It's crazy,
people,
man.
Getting
it's
frozen.
People getting frozen. You know, kids are not safe, apparently. So it just
It ain't safe.
But hey, we had a good bit of stuff that came through. You know, we got Shang-Chi. We got trailer dropped. You know what I'm saying? So we definitely got the trailer dropped for Shang-Chi. And we got the first 7 minutes of Mortal Kombat, which they could have kept that, to be honest. Not because I was unimpressed about this, about the 7 minutes. It's because you gave me 7 minutes and that's it. You could just wait and just give me the whole movie. Don't let me lust after the freaking movie after the fact. But anyway, we're going to jump into that. But first, you know, we're going to get some gaming news out of the way. And it involves iDestiny 2 players out there because of the simple fact that we have a lot of Destiny 2 players still to this day. Destiny 2 has been out for a few years now, and it has several updates, several patches, several DLCs that dropped. So many things that happened is made by Bungie. Those are the same guys that created Halo.
Okay.
The first Halo and the second. And there's even a Destiny 2 community. There's a group community that I'm actually a part of. I don't play Destiny anymore. I actually downloaded it again. I started it and I was like, I'll play some other stuff. But not because of the game is trash, because it's not. It's just that, you know, I'm like, it can easily grab a lot of your time. But, like, Detroit, I'm going to break it down to you even further. Whenever there's a guardian they call them guardians, the people that you use, they have three different classes. You got titans, you got hunters, you got warlocks. And it's a first-person shooter, so you kind of like, you grind to get legendary stuff and legendary guns, weaponry. You do certain jobs to get what you needed to get. So you can do a fire team, like a team of three or four, I don't remember. But whenever there's a guardian that goes down, it says guardian down. And that way it always says that, right? In the community, whenever someone actually dies or passes away, they'll say guardian down in the community, and they'll put up screenshots of that person's character and everything else as a community for Destiny. That's how tight-knit the community is. That's crazy, right?
Yeah, so, it's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot, but honestly, a lot of people have created a lot of bonds, a lot of friendships. Some people have gotten married. It's funny how things brings us together. I mean, there was a documentary series on gaming on how like community gaming actually saved people's lives. You know, some people was depressed, they was going through some things, they may have been dealing with death in the family, and through gaming with other people, perfect strangers, end up becoming family, and it's kind of like got them out of that hole, or got them out of that hub. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. So, as far as this news, there's been a recently discovered exploit in Destiny 2 that allows players to farm infinite amounts of legendary shards, but the method will likely be patched in the near future. So, an exploit was recently discovered where the online-only multiplayer title was originally released back in 2017, and it's still going strong to this day. Detroit. The exploits are a unique aspect of the video game. DNA has existed through the history of the medium, but upgrades in gaming technology in recent years have been responsible for the death of many of these clever and mostly unintended workarounds. Patches have become the bane of modern exploits, and when one crops up in a title that is still supported by the developer, it is often dealt with swiftly. That is why the latest exploit found in Destiny 2 may not be around much longer, especially now that it is getting attention. The workaround in question was demonstrated by YouTuber Cheese Forever, and it allows players to infinitely farm legendary shards, which can be used to buy unique items in the game. It became possible to pull this off when the Guardian Games in-game event kicked off earlier today, April 20th. That was yesterday. After collecting 2021 Guardian Game class items from Zavala, a player can then stock up on those class items and dismantle them. The dismantle product is 4 legendary shards and 3 weapon parts, which can be used in a repeated process to generate more shards. It's crazy. So you can cheese the game, basically. Yeah, they're going to put a stop to that crap. Trust and believe that. They're going to put a patch on that today. Today. Like, you will not get this easy win from us. But that's our gaming news for today. But hey, you got some news as far as Marvel is concerned. Detroit Blue, take it away.
I do. As we mentioned earlier, the trailer for Shang-Chi is out now. And it's got me really excited. Unfortunately, we've got to wait like almost 6 months. But
I can dig it.
I can't dig it. I want to see it now.
Well, we got Falcon, Winter Soldier. We had WandaVision almost a week apart. Now,
we're going to see the final episode of Falcon, Winter Soldier tomorrow. And then we have a month for Loki.
Well, today's Wednesday. So...
Okay, Thursday. Well, today's Wednesday, not Thursday. So we got 2 days until Falcon and the Winter Soldier. But nonetheless, mm-hmm. then we have a month gap until we get Loki.
True.
More than a month. Put a movie in that space.
We will be okay, Detroit Blue. Black we will be Willow, fine.
Shang-Chi, something. But anyway.
I'm still salty about Black Widow, man. They should have just pulled a trigger on that. That's bull hockey right there.
See, hold on. So you bitter about Black Widow, but I can't be bitter about them not putting Shang-Chi in his death.
Right. Okay. You know the reason why I'm salty about that. I was like, you held on to this because you want to make money. We know she's dead. Just give us the movie. Just give us the movie, man. It's not benefiting anybody holding this movie in. Now you want to release it now.
So the first trailer for Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings has been released. And it was great, in my opinion. But I think one of the things that the people are waiting to find out is that I'm going to be revealing is the villains that are confirmed based on the trailer and everything that we know so far about Shang-Chi. So we have the Mandarin.
Wait.
Already?
Is it the real Mandarin? Or if it's that bullcrap that happened on Iron Man 3?
So we have the Mandarin. We have Wenwu, who is played by Tony Leung, who is the organizer. He is the leader of the Ten Rings organization. This is Shang-Chi's father. We have the Mandarin.
We got the Mandarin. We finally got the Mandarin. Will he be wearing the rings? That's what I want to know. That's okay. I'm satisfied now because I know Kevin Feige saw the interwebs and he saw people being pissed at the Mandarin being portrayed the way they was going to portray him. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah. The minute that he took that, I don't know, he took the beard off because I don't remember distinctly. He just took crap off, and I was like, why? Why is this happening? Who was in the boardroom and said, hey, that is okay. They'll get over it.
So the belief is that they are taking the parts of the Mandarin from Iron Man and parts of the different versions that we got from the comics.
Uh-huh.
And they're using those and taking the best parts, and that is what we will be given for the movie. That is the belief of what is happening. So we also have Ten Rings.
Right. Which, Ten Rings, you know, I would say that would be the Mandarin. You know, because the Mandarin didn't use rings, man. I don't know if you ever seen the Iron Man 90s cartoon, but the Mandarin was very a very pivotal part of that. It was actually a really good 90s cartoon. It actually shed light on Tony Stark's drinking habit. If you can believe that.
I can believe that.
Yeah, they actually talked about his drinking habits. Like, wow. I'm like, okay, that's cool. That's cool. But anyway, continue.
This is going to cover it. Like, so there is the Mandarin as a separate villain, and then there is the Ten Rings organization kind of listed as another villain.
Okay.
So the Ten Rings have a long history in the MCU of working in the background, but this will be the first time that they are at the center. This group was introduced at the very beginning of Iron Man and was hired to kidnap Tony Stark. So the MCU later used Ten Rings to get Anton Vanko a fake ID to steal Darren Cross's yellow jacket formula and broke Trevor Slattery out of prison after making a mockery out of the Mandarin. This version is also seeming to be a bit different, especially because they're not just in the background. They are going to be in the foreground. Next up, we have Razor Fist.
Yes, that intrigues me. That intrigues me. Continue.
So, Razor Fist is another... I am also kind of laughing at the chat. Razor Fist is another villain in Shang-Chi that is brought to life from the comics. And he is being portrayed by Florian Montuno, who I know as Drago's son from Creed 2.
You know, I like the fact that he is mostly an Asian cast for Shang-Chi.
Yeah.
Now, there's a floating meme around in the group, in the Geek Corner group. Yeah, about Danny Rand and looking at the Shang-Chi trailer. And he looks depressed. You should be, sir. You should be. This is... okay, let's be clear here. Like, Iron Fist was not the best out of the Netflix Marvel shows. It wasn't. It was not the best. It probably was the worst one.
Although it is on the list if you're watching all the MCU in perfect order.
Yes.
It's still on the
list. Yeah.
So
it just, I don't know, man.
So we have Razor Fist. His costume has the Ten Rings logo on the front of it. He's gonna, you know, they're not changing his name. He is supposed to be a formidable opponent for Shang-Chi and is shown testing the Master of Kung Fu's abilities in the trailer. So this should be really interesting. He's also been in the comics. And in the comics, he has been seen fighting Hawkeye, Elektra, and Captain America. And he even defeated the Wolverine once. So
Razor Fist did?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, there gotta be a handicap somewhere in there. But anyway, continue.
So we also have Death Dealer. Death Dealer is the mysterious member of the Ten Rings who is masked throughout the trailer and covers up to cover up this person's identity. They appear to be an extremely skilled fighter and seems to have been a part of Shang-Chi's life since he was a young boy, even potentially having the role as Shang-Chi's trainer. But it does appear, because that makes it interesting, because this person may have potentially been Shang-Chi's trainer, but is being portrayed as a villain.
Okay. I know for full well I'm going to watch it. One thing I do love about Disney right now and Marvel is that they are shedding light on the, I want to say the minute, but the lesser known Marvel characters. Like the Eternals. Like, you know, the Eternals, Shang-Chi. I'm going to be honest, I never read a Shang-Chi comic, but I do know about the Mandarin and I do know about Razor Fist for whatever reason. I mean, it's different. I mean, it's different. I do understand, and it will be successful. That's the thing. It will be successful.
Yes.
Because Disney is backing it, and Disney's checks always clear.
And there's one more villain.
Uh-huh.
And that is Xiaoling. And Xiaoling is Shang-Chi's sister.
Oh.
The two even have a matching necklace. Because I also started looking at some of the Easter eggs from the trailer as well. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the trailer, you will notice that there is a glowing stone on Shang-Chi's necklace. And his sister, Xiaoling, also has the same green stone on a necklace. And apparently, just because they are siblings, just because they've got these little matching necklaces, it is not going to prevent them from potentially being on opposite sides of this big battle. It appears that she may be the secret supervillain that Shang-Chi has in the comics.
Okay. Makes sense. But let's just say my excitement for Shang-Chi is not as hype as it would be for maybe Captain America or like the main stage people that you're used to or whatever the case may be. But I'm still going to watch it. And I guarantee you, matter of fact, Guardians of the Galaxy. That's another one. Guardians of the Galaxy is not really one of the main staples in Marvel. But when you got Volume 1 and Volume 2 being advertised the way it was being advertised, now people are buying Guardians of the Galaxy comics, you know, paraphernalia, figurines, all kinds of stuff. Like, you know, pop figures, all that. I have a Guardians of the Galaxy graphic novel. You know what I mean? Just because of that fact. So, I know they're going to do a phenomenal job with Shang-Chi. And it probably will be probably in my top five by the end of the day. You know, by the end of, when it's all said and done.
That's like the end of today?
No, not the end of the day. You know what I mean by the end of the day. I always choose a vibe.
So, Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings is supposed to be coming out in September. Black Widow in July, The Eternals in November, Spider-Man No Way Home in December.
True. Now, here's a little bit of news. I know it's not in the title, but I shared it yesterday. Those of us that are fans of Game of Thrones, not Detroit Blue.
but I choose
Amelia, man, you know, tit for tat. You know, tit for tat. Those of us that know Daenerys Stormborn, or Daenerys Targaryen, played by Amelia Clarke, she will be in Marvel Studios' Secret Invasion, which is a web television series based on Marvel Comics crossover event of the same name. The series is a sequel to Captain Marvel and Spider-Man Far From Home. It will be an installment of Phase 4 of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. The series is produced by Marvel Studios and will be released on Disney Plus. The first season will consist of 6 episodes, just like Falcon Winter Soldier. Hopefully, this thing will be an hour or 45 minutes or so. It might give us that same time frame. I hope so, Detroit Blue. I just hope.
I don't know.
You seem a little distracted here. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking at the chat here, you know. Seems like you got a little bit of a crush here.
I didn't do it.
What do you mean you didn't do it, man? And Anton Bigley said, what is with the Disney and 6 episodes? I don't know. They like to torture folk. They like to torture people. Like, you did an odd number with WandaVision. It is. Like, okay, you did an odd number with WandaVision. What? Mm-hmm. Okay, normally, what's a typical season? It's like 10 episodes, or 13, at least.
I thought it was usually like 12 episodes for a normal...
Or 12, but I mean, I've seen it where it was 10, 10, 10, 10. 10 or 12. Between 10 and 12. And how many WandaVision gave us? What, 9? Something like that. Something around that ballpark.
WandaVision was 9.
Was 9, right? So, yeah. Falcon Winter Soldier was 6. Secret Invasion. Oh, guess what? It's going to be 6. It's going to be 6. Exactly. 6 is a tease. 6 is a tease. I don't like
six
it.
6 is a tease.
Yeah, I don't like it. Top Gun has Dead Army 4. Yeah, okay. I'm taking time out for a second to acknowledge Top Gun, man. I appreciate the information that he gave me with Zombie Army 4, Dead War. That game is free. I don't know if it's still free now, but you might want to check your PlayStation Network. On Steam, I think it's like $29.99 or some sort. But basically what happened is Hitler summoned zombies with this book he had. And of course, in the war, we sent Adolf Hitler to hell. But his army is still alive. So there's zombies around. And they're not just regular ones. I mean, you got the regular smuggling ones, but there's like kamikaze zombies that run up to you and blow themselves up. There's this giant chainsaw wielding zombie. Well, a buzzsaw. Yeah, that will can slice you in half. There's a Gatling gun carrying zombie.
Hold on, a chainsaw wielding zombie?
Yes. It is coherent enough to swing a saw around to slash you into pieces.
But to also keep it and carry it.
Keep it and carry it. But here's the thing. It flares it around like wildly. So you got to duck it. So if you get hit with it a couple of times, you go down. And on top of that, like, say, you know how you down and you kind of like, you got your gun up and you still want to shoot? So he will walk up to you and put the buzzsaw to your neck to finish you off. If you ain't careful. That's how it is.
But if you're a zombie and you're just walking around eternally, at some point, isn't this chainsaw going to run out of power? Ain't the battery going to die?
Your battery might die. Detroit, you are semantics here.
Look, I'm all about the logistics in these situations.
I see. You're overanalyzing the situation here. Gosh, man. It's just zombies. You could tell. Look, it's a Nazi. It has to die. It has to go. You see a swastika on the helmet and all that stuff. Now, I like the magic behind it because you have, the science behind it. Because you have electricity attached to your rifle or fire attached to your rifle or whatever the case may be. And they're slow-mo kills. So now Top Gun, bear witness to my sniper skills. Because I told him, I say I'm a surgeon when it comes to a sniper rifle. You know, I've got like maybe 2 slow-mo headshots doing work, doing some serious work. But yes, there is a Gatling gun wielding zombie. There's a flamethrower wielding zombie as well. Just FYI. And there's a necromancer. You call them generals because they wear like the general outfit and all that. They literally raise the zombies from the dead. You got to kill that thing first. And there's sniper zombies too. Yeah, so they're that coherent. They're that smart. They'll reload too. Just a game.
And I feel like I'm being reprimanded for using logic, but I just go to logic all the time.
Look, man, you ever seen Inglourious Basterds? You ever seen that?
I couldn't finish watching it.
Why?
Because it felt more over the top gory than the average Quentin Tarantino movie to me.
Really?
Like every few seconds, someone's blood was spattering somewhere.
You seen Django, right?
See? I saw Django.
How many headshots this man caught with the six shooter?
And I get it, but I feel like there was a period of time in Django where there was like this attempt to tell some story, and then people would be violently killed and blood spattered. And then there'd be another attempt to like tell a story, and then more blood spattered. It felt like at some point in Inglourious Basterds, it was just like, we're gonna just have a room of people, and you're just gonna watch blood spatter from like 100 people. Not even at the same time. We're just gonna go one by one.
But Inglourious Basterds did tell a story. Like Shoshana, from the beginning of the movie, she grew up to be an adult.
Mm-hmm.
And like, she was running the movie theater with her boyfriend. You know, and then you chorus the general. Or the captain, I forgot his rank, you know. He liked killing Nazis. You know, the Jewish was scalping Nazis, justifiably so.
Sure.
And their plan was like to blow the theater with Hitler in it.
But it was just, at some point, I was like, look, wherever it was where they were, I feel like they were, like, not in a pit, so to say, but they were in some, like, random, like, open, empty space, and it was clearly about to be like, oh, they're about to kill everybody.
You know,
that was literally when I kind of checked out. I was like, I can't. It felt like it was about to be Kill Bill, but worse.
True. My favorite scene in there was that bar scene where they was posing as the German army, as German officers. And it's scary because it seems like every like World War II movie where they depict Germans, that they are very cunning and they're very smart. They're very calculating, and they can get in your head if you're not careful. And that's scary for an enemy. So when he held up the number 3 the wrong way and not the German way, that just caused everything to go crazy. I mean, dude got shot all up in the nuts. He caught it. Point blank range. I'm like, oh, no, not the fellas.
So yeah, that's, I didn't. So what were you bringing up about Inglourious Basterds? Because I didn't finish watching that.
Yes. So like, isn't nothing more pleasurable than killing Nazis? And that's what you do in Zombie Army 4 Dead War. Killing Nazis. My only Nazis, zombie Nazis. And that's even better.
B-Seats is finally here.
Our producer is finally here.
Half an hour late.
Oh so, my gosh.
Look, BC, your boy went to Le Publé again.
I did go to Publix again.
Look, Top Gun, your boy went back to Publix.
And he said, I didn't break the bank.
And he spent, look, BC said how much. BC, the point is, he spent $7 on
two. I did not spend $7 on you a freaking pen.
You said that the two pens were like $6 or $7.
Correct. I said about $2 or $3. That's what I'll say. And then we actually got a call in. We got Anton Blakely on the line here. Anton, good morning. You there?
Yo, what's going on?
What's happening?
Good morning.
I'm excited to be here. Appreciate you taking my call. You guys are doing an awesome job. I just wanted to, I got to go to work, but I just wanted to call in and see if Detroit Blue was single.
Oh!
Yes.
Oh!
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, I was wondering maybe if we could do like a nerd movie night or something one night. You know, we could, you know, Netflix and chill.
Sure. Yeah. You got a movie in mind?
Anything you want to watch is fine with me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, if you're single, like if you want to, we could do it every day. Like we could get married and we could just make it a regular thing.
Oh.
We could just get married and just Netflix and chill till death do us part.
Yeah. Mm.
That sounds like a dope idea.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you taking my call. I'll figure out a way to get in touch with you like in real life.
Yes. I'm sure you can find me in the geek corner.
Oh, for sure. Yep, I'm in there too. So I'll definitely find you in the geek corner.
Sounds good.
All I wanted to know. I appreciate you guys. Have an amazing day.
You do the same.
Mm-hmm. I will now.
Well, Well, you hear that? That is magic.
Is that what that sound was?
That is exactly what that sound was. Magic was created.
I don't know how to hang up. How do you hang up? I'm stuck now.
You gotta help me hang up.
I got you. Whoa. Hey. Hey, come on.
Top Gun said the Love Boat soon will be making another run.
He said, low. BC says, bro got them brass ones. Low hanging fruits, bro. Oh man, I can't believe this just happened on the show. But all right, cool. Cool in the game.
Lordy.
Look, I know it's going to happen sooner or later, Detroit. I mean, how many people have said, oh, your voice sounds so sexy, Detroit Blue? Da-da-da-da-da. I was like,
y'all are ridiculous. I think my voice sounds very normal.
All right.
No. Cool.
Yeah. Cool story, bro. Cool story.
So, those that do not know, I'm at BC, so he can hear me blushing. OnlyFans is not for adult content only.
So, it is not.
So, at some point, someone was asking, if you were to create an OnlyFans, what would your OnlyFans content be? Mm-hmm. And so I made this statement to say, because people keep talking about my voice, that if I was to do an OnlyFans, then I would probably do an OnlyFans of myself reading like adult poems and like short stories.
Subscribe today.
So BC's, I am not saying that I have one, but I'm saying I was asked if I was to create one. And so apparently like people like my voice no matter how I think it's pretty plain. People seem to like my voice, and so I was like, if I was to do an OnlyFans, it would clearly be like me reading.
Man, just full audio only. Nice.
Right. And Top Gun said, can we get a podcast of the date?
And that podcast of the date. Y'all are ridiculous, man. Y'all are ridiculous, man. I love the geek corner. I love geek corner so much. So, Publix, right? I went there because there was a buy one, get one free sale for cereal. So what I did was I got me some apple cinnamon Cheerios, and the free was honey nut Cheerios, and I got some Frosted Flakes on top of that. However, I needed pins because I told Queen, I said, man, I'm missing some pins. I have no clue how they end up missing in my house. So I'm gonna get me some pins and I'll put it in the office. So while I was at Publix, I went and got these pins. It was like a pack of two. It was like maybe $2 or so. Detroit is exaggerating, talking about it was $7.
No,
I did not
that's
get
what you said. When I brought up the pins, you said they were like $6 or $7.
Ah, okay. Nah, it's $2. And some gallon of milk. That's it. That's all I got. That's all I got. And I walked out.
A gallon of milk and two ink pens?
Mind you, I did not get the big grocery cart. I got the little one. I got the hand carry one. The small
little
one.
Hand basket.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what I got. How do you like
if
them
you
apples?
If you just want to go get a carton of milk, then why do you need a basket?
Because I need something to carry three boxes of cereal. I can't just hand carry it. I wasn't going to do that.
Oh,
I wasn't going to get the big carton
boxes
either.
Boxes of cereal and milk.
Yes.
And $7 ink pen.
No, $2 and some change. Ink pen. That's what I would. That was what I was doing. Because I already was cool. I already had my tacos the day before. Yeah, I was straight. I limited myself. But you want to just put me out there on Front Street there.
Choose violence.
Man, you know what? I don't get it. I don't get it. I do get it, actually. I do get it. Because I wake up and choose violence every day. So, I mean, I wouldn't be satisfied otherwise.
So we also have the first 7 minutes of Mortal Kombat to talk about.
Yes, we did. I'm a cheer for it. And also at the same time, I'm a boy too, because you only gave me 7 minutes, you bastards. But anyway, yes. Did you watch this first 7 minutes?
I did watch the first 7 minutes.
Your thoughts on this, Detroit Blue? Because I'm always interested in your thoughts on movies. It's always fascinating.
Why?
You just have a unique way of thinking.
Okay, so first off, I don't know if it was the YouTube video that I saw or what, but of course there was all the subtitles.
Right.
What threw me off, what is the most notable thing, is probably a very strange thing to be noticed, but I was like, everybody speaking in Japanese, cool.
And Chinese.
But then all of a sudden it was like this conversation that was actively happening where one person was speaking Japanese and one person was speaking Chinese.
So there have been movies where the Japanese and Chinese do not get along.
Right.
And they're probably playing on that because the movie itself, this is perfect because Scorpion and Sub-Zero are Asian. So yeah. It's only right that they speak the native tongue before all this stuff went down. So considering the fact
Not only are they Asian, but they clearly are of origins where they would potentially have an already existing kind of beef with one another.
Right. Because, like, Hanzo knew exactly. He didn't know who it was. He was like, where behind at? Mm-hmm. I'm about to smoke this food real quick. I'm about to smoke him. So the first 7 minutes of it is, you know, Hanzo, Hisashi, and his wife and kids. Right. You know, he got sent away to get more buckets of water. And before he left, he said, I'm lucky to have you. I'm so fortunate to have a woman like you in my life. You know, stuff like that. And, you know, parting words,
that's the bad part, is that you wait a couple minutes and you realize that those were just his final words to her.
Yep.
Which is it's super cliche.
Well,
No, it's cliche.
You know what's really cliche is when you watch a movie and say, man, after this too, I'm going home, spend time with my kids, get married, da da da. That is cliche because you know that person is going to die.
Of all the things, like, you and the kid just brought these buckets of water and you get back and her response is, that ain't enough.
Right.
And she immediately, she's not like, oh, thank you so very much because you get a little bit more. Like, she immediately is just like, yep, that was cool. Bye.
We need two more buckets. Yeah, we need two more buckets of water. She was doing a task. Yeah. So she need more water to complete that task.
But I feel like if this was not a movie, that is not how that would not have been responded to with, I love you so much. I'm just so lucky to have you.
Detroit, this is a different culture here. This is a different culture, man. Just uh-huh. Let it go.
Because you know, because see, again, I'm being logical, but you know that if you had, like, you know, been working hard and had a long day and Queen's Ransom immediately sent you back to go do something else, I feel like your immediate response is not going to be, I'm just so lucky to have you.
No, it would not. But you said working all day. But it starts out, he just brought two buckets of water. That's all he did that day. That's all he did.
I refuse to believe that was the first thing in the morning and the only thing that he had done was grab them two buckets of water.
So here's my thing. So if you watch Mortal Kombat Scorpion's Revenge, which is animated, by the way, I actually encourage you to actually watch it because it's made by the same people that made the DC animated films. So it's Warner Brothers. And it's very gory and very graphic. He plays with his son. He was basically playing with his son, like training him or whatever the case may be. So it wasn't really necessarily work per se. But as the first 7 minutes show up, he's just him and his son was carrying like a bucket or so for his wife and mom. So he's like, hey, it's not enough. Can you get two more buckets? I'm like, all right, cool, bet. That's all he did. That's it. So from the evidence that you got of the first few minutes of it is that that's all he was doing. He wasn't doing anything else for the rest of the day other than playing with his son and, you know, playing with his infant child and stuff like that. He leaves. He hears a scream. Now, here's the thing. They hid that infant child under the house. So I'm wondering if that's Cole if that's the main character in Mortal Kombat, the one that got the mark on him in the trailer. I'm wondering right. if that's him. And I'm more leaning towards of that, because if that wasn't the case, then there would be three dead bodies frozen, not two.
I am definitely curious. I think that is part of why they gave us just the first 7 minutes, because you do have to unpack, like, okay, who's the baby? Who's that baby going to grow up to be?
Yeah.
Like, I need to know.
Maybe, now, in Mortal Kombat lore, Bi-Han, Sub-Zero, is actually not a bad guy. The rift was made between the Shirai Ryu and the Lin Kuei, which is Sub-Zero's clan, by this being named Quan Chi. So Quan Chi was the one who tricked Sub-Zero into attacking the Shirai, which is killing Scorpion's family. Scorpion fights and he dies, but he goes to hell at this point. And in essence, he was strapped down, about to get tortured, and he broke out of it and killed demons in hell. Like, he literally sliced them up. He found the nearest thing to him and he just went to town on them. And he was like, listen, I need to get back to Earth. You know, all right, cool, you can have it. I'm gonna go back to Earth. And he gets back to Earth and he kills Bi-Han, the first Sub-Zero. And then you get the little brother. And then he starts to discover that Quan Chi was orchestrating all of these things. And then at this point, he has to kill Quan Chi and make a truce with the Lin Kuei. That's kind of, now I don't know if that's what's going on, but from what I was reading is that Sub-Zero is the main antagonist of this first Mortal Kombat movie, not Shang Tsung. Even though Shang Tsung is in the movie, Sub-Zero is the main bad guy right now. But continue, what else you thought about it?
I thought it was interesting. It comes across really interesting when you hear, oh, it's going to be the first 7 minutes. But clearly they are just showing when the first conflict happens. So that could have been whatever length of time it needed to be. It is definitely going to have some people that were not going to watch this movie that are now going to watch this movie because they want to know what happened. They're going to spend the 7 minutes watching that. And it'd be like, okay, now I want to know the rest.
Right.
What else happens? People that are only passively into Mortal Kombat are very quickly going to figure out that Sub-Zero. I need to know more. So I think it was a good idea for them to do this. Like, I think, you know, it's going to...
True.
Lordy. I think it's a long play for them. They, you know, throw it out there. And they're going to get more people that may not have watched it, that may have waited, that are going to go ahead and watch it now.
Yeah, I believe so. I don't like to be tortured. So you got like 7 minutes of this thing now. Now I'm almost tempted, like, you know what? I got to find a copy of this joint so I can go ahead and knock this thing out. However, Warner Brothers did give you like this ticket where you can watch it a day early. But I know me and Queen are actually going to watch it together, so that's something we was going to do. But some people, like in the game, the people have been asking lately, why are you adding Rambo, RoboCop, Terminator, Predator, Alien, Jason, Leatherface? You know, why are you adding all these people in Mortal Kombat? So my answer to that is, since the beginning of Mortal Kombat, Mortal Kombat has been fan servicey from day one. From day one, fan servicey. And if you go up to Mortal Kombat 2, you got whoopee, you got that, whatever you try to do the uppercut. You know what I'm saying? Or to get over here, everything is fan servicey. Like if you go in the woods, you see I think it was Rain, or it wasn't Reptile because Reptile was playable, but it was a ninja that was kind of peeping out behind the trees or whatever, and that was fan service. So you keep upgrading and you go to the animalities I went, and it got even more, lack of a better term, ridiculous. So, you know, with Ed Boon and the other creators of this game, they actually catered to the fans. The fans asked for these characters. They wanted these characters in the game. Mm-hmm. So it's not like it's messing up. It's messing up the flow of the game or whatever the case may be, because in tournaments, you see people play with RoboCop. You see people play with Rambo. You see people play with Predator, which he's not in the latest Mortal Kombat game, but you gotta catch my drift. Yeah. Like, that doesn't mess with the overall story of the Mortal Kombat, because once you play the story, it's still the core characters and nobody else. It's still the story being played out. When you play arcade, everybody got their own particular story. But in this actual, because you got story, you got arcade, you got your towers, you got your crypt, where you buy new items, buy fatalities, and all the other stuff. So when you play the actual story out, you got those core characters and none of the added DLC characters like Rambo or whatever. You don't see them in the story. In arcade, everybody got their own individual story. What would happen if they will win the tournament?
Right.
Basically. So it's just it's just really fan service. That's all it is. Like, people ask, like, hey, can you have Spawn in it? Because people wanted Spawn in Mortal Kombat. They're like, hey, when you gonna get Spawn? We've been asking for that for a few years, and boom, now you got Spawn. And Spawn does serious work out there. Serious work. I have played with Spawn in Mortal Kombat, and yes, he's not to be messed with. He's not to be messed with. You know, Rob is inclined to disagree, because he doesn't like the fact, Rob doesn't like the fact that there's added DLC characters in Mortal Kombat. It should just stick to the core characters or whatever. But hey, man, if the fans want it, give them what they want.
I also love the fact that Rob said no actual words.
He said no actual words because I know how he feels about this. Yes, I have asked for Spawn to be in Mortal Kombat for the past 4 to 5 years.
Is it and Rambo?
No, I didn't even thought about Rambo, but since I seen his gameplay, I was like, oh, yeah, that makes
sense. And the Joker.
Actually, I kind of did.
And
actually.
Jason.
Yes, I asked for Jason, too. And Leatherface. And Predator. And Alien.
And BC.
But Rambo, nah, I didn't even.
So BC, yeah, Rob, you're upset, but apparently it's Earthmack and BC's fault.
And RoboCop.
Rob, I don't believe it, but that's what he's trying to say. And if that's what makes him
Detroit, don't be out here covering for Rob. Don't be out here doing that. Now I will tell you this: I did ask for RoboCop. If you gave me Terminator, give me RoboCop, because I have played with RoboCop and he does some serious damage.
Why?
Especially with that rifle.
Why RoboCop?
Because he can blow you into pieces. Have you seen his finisher?
Being from Detroit, the relationship with RoboCop is a very weird one. Like, I've seen the movies. I get it, kind of, sure. But people's fascination with RoboCop is just weird to me. They attempted to build a monument to RoboCop here.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's weird.
Okay. Why you think it's weird? Why you think it's weird? I mean, it is a Detroit thing.
See,
RoboCop.
It's like, it wasn't a good movie. Like, there's nothing of. I was flipping. I don't remember what I like turned off or what I did, but RoboCop was on the TV this weekend, and I looked at it and I was like, "What is that?" Literally, like, the guy who was supposed to, like, I guess, fix him, quote unquote, was literally like standing over him, and he was just like, yeah, I mean, like, the dude was like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Like, how do I fix him?
Man, it's
like, yeah, I don't.
And y'all really, Rob is trolling, telling the worst character he's seen on screen, man.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah, but that didn't stop you from playing RoboCop versus Terminator on the Sega Genesis, and I did it. Yes.
Did you just tell Rob about some like memory from when y'all were like 9?
I'm just saying that did not stop people from playing RoboCop vs. Terminator on Sega Genesis, not Super Nintendo.
RoboCop was an absolutely terrible movie. It was just bad.
No, it was not. It was not. It was bad. It was not.
I feel like you're taking this personal.
It wasn't. I am taking
you're
it
taking
personal,
this
man.
More
RoboCop
personal than I did about
RoboCop
about Supergirl.
Was to know the history of RoboCop, like the very first one, it was not supposed to be rated R. It was supposed to be NC-17, but it had to water down the blood just a smidgen so it can get that R rating right at the tip of it. So any more gore, it would have been NC-17. And then just give me all the
So blood. Are you
RoboCop 2 was kind of cringy though.
Are you streaming this evening?
I am streaming this evening. Shout out to the latest follower for the stream yesterday. So yes, I will be streaming today at 7 p.m. and I will be playing Power Rangers Battle for the Grid. If you have not picked up Battle for the Grid, Power Rangers fighting game, you need to pick that up. It's an easy pickup, easy to learn. The learning curve is not that deep. So now, as far as chaining up combos, yes, you're going to definitely practice on that. There's no roaming cancels or anything like that. So if you get caught off guard one time, that is your behind. You will get roasted. You will get picked off. But I'm still trying to look for my third person Detroit because I have Jason with the Green Ranger gold shield and the Green Ranger or the White Ranger, depends on what I'm going to use. Or I might use a Yellow Ranger for Megaforce, Power Rangers Megaforce, because she looks pretty legit. Because she, I don't know if you ever played Soul Calibur before. Have you ever played that?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about. No.
Let's see here.
I was going to randomly tell you, totally off the subject of whatever Soul Calibur is. I was with some of my cousins this weekend, and we had a very interesting trek down memory lane that included the fact that somehow all of us felt like we needed to all get back onto Grand Theft Auto.
Together? You're talking the latest one?
No. We literally weren't talking. We were like dismissive of the latest one. And we were dismissive of playing it online. So not even together. But we were just like talking about the nostalgia of it. And so all of us were like, oh my God, like we either need to find it if we still have it or we need to buy it again. Because we were always talking about how great it was. So growing up, for all the family gatherings and stuff like that, I was usually the only girl with like two cousins younger than me and usually at least two cousins that were older than me. And so I'm right in the middle. But according to them, I was bossy and I beat all of them up. Which I will always dispute. It never happened. I uphold all of their wives and fiancés. It never happened. I don't know what they're talking about. But I also, because I was into some of the same stuff that they were into, then I would play the same. I would play with the same like action figures they did, and I would play the same video games that they did. So while we were all together, we ended up in this like journey of some of the popular current games versus what we remember playing, and we all just got like super nostalgic about it. And we're like, we need to get back on Grand Theft Auto, and we talked about getting San Andreas.
Hold up, how y'all gonna say get back into Grand Theft Auto, and the perfect Grand Theft Auto game to get into is Grand Theft Auto 5? Because y'all can play that together and form a game together.
Oh, because and do literally shit a part of sleep. It was the fact that we were like, no, we just want to go into like story mode.
That is story mode.
Like the whole like getting different roles and all of that. We were like, no, we all just want to be able to like play the one character.
What kind of life is this?
We're like, no. None of us were interested in the whole like, oh, kind of well, you can be the cop and you can be the no. We were like, no. And we were like playing online. We were like, we don't have time for like some 12-year-old to like beat us up.
And shoot y'all up. Cause I'm gonna tell you that right now. Okay, so I told Boogie Blends that I haven't picked up Grand Theft Auto 5. And he looked at me crazy. He said, you haven't played that glorious game? I'm like, nah. So he literally gave me Grand Theft Auto 5. He gave it to me. He said, you have to play it. So I played it, downloaded it, and I went straight online because you can buy a yacht and all this stuff. See, Detroit, you don't have like different roles to play. Y'all can be the same role or whatever. There's no roles. Now y'all can buy a yacht together and live off that joint. Y'all can go to casinos and stuff together, rob banks, do whatever y'all want to do, just kill all people.
Rob, I agree with you 1,000%. Terminator was a far better movie than RoboCop.
I never disputed that. I never said Terminator was not was a better movie than RoboCop.
Far better movie. RoboCop was a terrible movie.
I did not say...
It's the equivalent of people trying to watch Belly now that it's like 20 years later, and people are watching Belly like, oh my God, this was bad. I feel like people need to just go rewatch RoboCop and realize like it just wasn't good.
So I have rewatched RoboCop and I still enjoy it to this day. Mm-hmm. You know who else enjoys RoboCop? Queen Ransom enjoys RoboCop. We haven't watched it together, but I will say Terminator 2 is probably the best Terminator movie in that opinion.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Facts. I'm sorry, BC. Mm-mm, it's bad.
Terminator 2 is probably the best. Probably the best. Ain't no problem. It is the best Terminator movie. It is absolutely
the best. Like, we've talked about that before on the show. Like, Terminator 2 is hands down, no dispute, the best. But just RoboCop is bad. That was part of my point, is that Terminator, like, RoboCop is terrible.
I'm just saying, man, what kind of life is, like, it's your first day, not first day on the job. You did your first day on a job at a new precinct. Mm-hmm. You know, you watch yourself get shot up by at least 7 or 8 dudes, and you get put into this project where, you know, you are a cyborg at this point, and you know you get to shoot things at dead, you know, pinpoint accuracy. I mean, he shot through between a lady's dress to shoot a dude in the nuts. And, like, Terminator couldn't do that. He probably shoot the woman and the dude. Let's be clear about that. You know that's true.
Unless we're talking about T2.
And it sounds great. I mean, RoboCop is great. I mean, RoboCop 3, I was mad at because it was a great concept with the rocket pack and the arm cannon or whatever, but it was PG-13. Why did you do that? That was stupid. But yeah, that's the only thing I didn't like about RoboCop 3 because it was PG-13.
It's an R-rated movie.
Every movie that you should be an R-rated movie needs to be an R-rated movie. Nah. I don't want PG-13 at best. PG-13 at best. Suicide Squad, rated R. Batman movies that have anything remnants of the Joker in it, probably rated R, honestly. Just by what we know. Justice League or the DC movies going forward, with the exception maybe of The Flash, man, you know, rated R. Mulan, rated R. Oh my gosh. They killed Lewis Robo,
See? I
played RoboCop.
Okay. I feel like if someone said, oh my God, they're doing a Mulan remake and it's going to be rated R, then I feel like you'd be excited.
I will watch. I will watch it.
See?
I will watch it. I will watch it. What can I say? What can I say? I will watch something like that. But I do like R-rated movies, man. I mean, did Deadpool prove an R-rated superhero movie can be successful?
Yes, of course. We knew that, though.
Yeah, we knew that.
Especially Deadpool. We knew that. Deadpool would have been terrible if they tried to do that as anything other than R-rated movie.
If it was PG-13, Ryan Reynolds would not be a part of that project.
He said that specifically. He was just like, yeah, no, I'm not doing that.
Yes. Yeah. So Rob says Michael Keaton Batman will. Yeah, we actually said that yesterday on yesterday's morning show. That Michael Keaton is confirmed to be in Batman, to be Batman in the Flash movie. His only hang up was COVID. Now, he said, hey, is this movie going to kill me literally? And he made a decision that, yeah, I'm going to do the movie now that parameters has been put out there. So, I said yesterday, that is probably the only DC movie that's going to get success after the Snyderverse version of Justice League, because Michael Keaton is in The Flash and he will be playing the Batman. A lot of people want Michael Keaton to be the old Bruce Wayne to train Terry McGinnis as Batman Beyond. That would be perfect. That would be perfect.
We just want for Michael Keaton to just stay in every Batman movie ever, ever, ever.
Death. And that's going to be impossible because DC, EU, whoever's head of DC EU, Warner Brothers Media, they said, no, we're not going to do that. Forget your fan base. Forget all of that. You know, even though Justice League, the Snyder Cut, was supposed to be the original cut and it was widely successful among the masses, we're not going to continue. We're going to go into a different direction. We're going to try to cater more like Marvel. Nope. You will fail. You will fail. And Rob, okay, finally, something me and Rob can agree with. Val Kilmer wasn't bad. He wasn't.
He just also wasn't good.
George Clooney was the worst.
Val Kilmer wasn't bad. He also just wasn't good.
But he was better than George Clooney,
though. He was better than George Clooney. We've talked about this because we talked about the fact that the issue, as opposed to other characters, other movies, is that for this, you need to be good at both. You have to be a good Bruce Wayne and a good Batman. If you're playing Wolverine, there's no second person that you need to be. There's no second old persona that you need to be able to master. Mm-hmm. I need to believe you as a superhero and as a incredibly wealthy orphan.
Yeah.
I need to believe the eccentric millionaire in you.
True.
And so many others don't pull off both.
True. Ben Affleck wasn't that bad for me either, but that's another story for another day. He was a perfect Batman. He used to beat the crap out of people. That's what Batman does. He break your collarbone and all other sorts of things. You know, you might be a lowly security guard, you know, working overtime to get some Christmas gifts for your kid. Nope. Batman just comes in, breaks your collarbone. And no check for you. Now I gotta pay hospital bills. Because the Joker decides, I'ma just infiltrate the building and don't tell anyone. You know, Batman clean up the fodder.
Hey, BC, I'd be concerned. I like Batflick a lot. Not a lot.
Yeah, he was decent.
He was decent, but I don't like him a lot.
No story for nothing, man. You know. But hey. Oh,
Lord, yes, y'all have a wonderful day. Check us out on Facebook in the Orange Phoenix Geek Corner. Twitch.
Yes. Is
Orange Phoenix.
TV.
Yes, because I was going to say media. Yes. And I was like, that's not it. That is the Instagram account, is Orange Phoenix Media.
Orange Phoenix Media. Yes, you are correct, ma'am. Orange Phoenix Media, man. Because I will be streaming today at 7 p.m. on Twitch. Orange Phoenix TV. That is Orange Phoenix TV. Had a lot of fun. Actually, I'll be playing two games because those of us that like some good 80s tunes and stuff like that, there is an indie game called Retro Wave.
You are never going back to your farm. You are never going back to that farm.
Why are you bringing the phone back? Why are we doing
that? Y'all have a wonderful, it is Wednesday all day today. Y'all have a wonderful hump day.
Yes. It is Wednesday. Today is hump day. Do not forget AEW Dynamite is tonight at 8 p.m. But you do that after you watch me stream today at 7 p.m. Eastern Time as I play Power Rangers and Retro Wave. Because y'all might want to download that.
And I will. My last thing for today is Prince is Eternal. Today, unfortunately, is 5-year anniversary since Prince passed away. I will love him forever. So, shout out to Prince.
Is it? Wow, I did not know that.
5 years.
That is nice.
I remember unfortunately.
Where were you?
I was at work, and I broke down crying, and I left work early, and then I went to go get a tattoo. My very
that same
my
day?
First, like 2 hours later, my first Prince tattoo. I got it. I found out he passed away around 1 o'clock. By 3:30, I was in the chair.
Dang.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. The way that he used to You're write amazing. The word slave on his face is what I decided was going to be my first Prince tattoo. And it is tattooed on the top of my foot. And it says slave exactly like he used to write it. And I have six other Prince tattoos right now since then. But that was the first one.
Okay. Okay.
Yep.
No story for another day.
Random fact. But all of that was for me to say, you know, shout out to Prince on, unfortunately, this day that he became an ancestor, but he is eternal.
That's right. That's right. And we will see you guys tonight at 7 p.m. and tomorrow at 10 a.m. for the Orange Phoenix Morning Show. So until next time, peace.
It's still cold. We need hoodies.
Nope.
It snowed.
Don't care.